part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
What are you mumbling about over there?
We've been, you know, hot and heavy, serious radio program.
Live
and,
tracers. Only live.
It's time for a sugar rush. It's time for Stevie B to snap back to 1973 when he had when he went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I'm about to indulge in a Magnolia Bakery vanilla cupcake.
Pretty well-known cupcake.
Yeah.
At least in New York City.
So that's I'll just be over here, Kevo, doing that.
All right. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It is Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us every Saturday night. Friends, please get on Facebook, friend us. Actually, the easier way to do it, I always misspeak, go to BaldwinMcCullough.com. If McCullough is too hard to spell, and there's about 50,000 different ways people try to spell it.
But I've learned how to spell it, and I've learned our call-in number.
Yeah.
So if
Steven
I can do
can
all that...
It, finish
that statement. M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H.
But if that's too hard to spell...
How do you spell Kevin?
You can go to TheBingeThinker.com.
That's what I can't.
And you can... but please, go over there and then friend our Facebooks. Join the... but we've got all kinds of resources. The God Thought. We've got other things there that that we make available to you absolutely free. And then connect and plug in with us. Be part of the community of Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night, telling your friends, because this is where we really do try to create binge thinkers, people that are thoughtful about life. And the fact that Stephen and I are the ones talking to you about it proves you don't have to be geniuses to do it. So get online, thebingethinker.com, friend our Facebooks. And who knows, if you do, I think Stephen said before he put that bite in his mouth that for every person that signs up on Facebook tonight, he's going to give a Magnolia Bakery cupcake or something. Did you guys hear that? I thought I heard that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Getting yeses all the way around.
Whatever you want.
All right, let's go back to the phones because we kicked off a topic in hour one. If you're just joining us, first of all, thank you. We're honored that you're here. Huge, what will probably be number one at the box office this weekend. And you know what? I hope it is. I hope that Act of Valor beats the hooey out of that disgusting film, Wanderlust.
Hooey!
Because Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston going to a sex camp, you know, people were saying, oh, that's the movie that's going to rake in the big bucks this weekend. I hope that America is not settling for that. Go see a film that will actually make you appreciate something about life more instead of encouraging rabid... anarchy in your sex life. But I digress.
Hooey.
But I digress.
Hooey!
So we've asked the question, very simply, because of the controversy around Act of Valor, is the military a political dividing point? Have you noticed this personally? Do people on the left, are they naturally less inclined to be enthusiastic? I told you Stephen and I went to the red carpet. Montel Williams was there. Stevens debated him on the use of marijuana on CNN. Montel was token up in the bathroom, from what I understand, prior to the interview. Guess which side he was on. And if you're doing it in front of the interns, Montel, come on. That's not like a genius move there. You're just lucky none of them called 911 on you. And we're smelling weed in here. Montel does it for medical reasons. Okay, Jackie, you're fired. Just pack your bags and leave.
What'd she do?
She said Montel does it for medical reasons.
Oh, she said that.
Yeah.
And she's right.
Sure.
And he's within his legal right
sure,
to do so.
Sure. 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 Anyway, I digress.
Rastaman.
But Ellis Henneken.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
Sorry.
But Ellis Henneken, another New York, notable New York liberal, who I've debated on Fox News many times. was also there. Now, these two guys gave the film a standing ovation with all the rest of us. But when we were done and we were out having the hors d'oeuvres afterwards, what was really weird about it was I go up to Ellis and say, hey, Ellis, how'd you like the movie? it was, you know. And I'm like, better than average, right? Well, you know. And he had his agent with him, and his wife was there. So maybe I had put him on the spot. They're probably both leftists, and he probably didn't want to say. But this if I say something nice about the military, they're going to call me a warmonger.
This is what's great about Kevin, though. Because, Kevin's mind, there's how he stepped up to the guy and asked him the question.
You know.
Then there's reality. You know what I mean?
You know.
Kevin goes up with, his beady eyes bugging out, you know, wanting to see what's going to happen here. And he goes, so, what's his name?
Ellis.
So, Ellis, what did you think of the film? You know,
I did not ask it in the Alec Baldwin voice.
You went, so, Ellis.
Interesting.
What'd you think of the film? You know what I mean?
You weren't even standing there at that point in time. I introduced you halfway through the conversation.
Dracula fangs were out, you know? And I'm still, I don't know who the guy is. You know, I don't know all the stuff Kevin knows.
Okay.
Then
why are you talking about it?
I just know.
Oh, okay.
You need a cupcake once in a while.
888-340-3373. So after that conversation, then I'm looking at all the headlines this Thursday and Friday going, why on earth is every leftist outlet out there dogging the movie? And that made me think even further. Well, when's the last time I heard from someone from the left really, really support the military?
Is there anyone? Has anyone stepped up?
I haven't. I don't know. I can't name you one pundit that has.
What's the blonde-haired guy's name on MSNBC?
Chris Matthews.
Has he supported this?
I don't think so.
That'd be interesting to find out.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Line 2, Tom from Louisville. You're up first in hour 2 on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hey. Hey guys, saw the movie last night. Great movie. Those in the audience, if you haven't seen it, go see it. It's absolutely worth every penny and every
Tom,
moment.
Tom, was there any reaction at the end of your viewing? Did people clap or applaud?
You know what? There wasn't. It was very quiet at the end. It was almost very somber. I was actually about ready to start the applause myself, but I didn't know if it was appropriate because it was rolling at the time. You know, you want to applause right when they're rolling the credits of all the fallen service members.
Right,
almost,
right.
You know, do you applaud at that point or not? It's kind of an odd moment.
Let me hit pause there just for a second because what happens is instead of naming the cast members SEALs that are in the movie, they dedicate the film to all of the SEALs who have fallen since 9/11.
Right.
And so it's a one big screenshot of all the names, but it's quite slow moving through the screen. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was very moving. But to your question, why is the left like that? I mean, I think it's several reasons. Obviously, you've got the legacy of Vietnam. You know, the left kind of cut its teeth in that during that war, and there's just an instinct to be against anything military, if you're from that, you know, that leftist generation. And then there's just the whole idea that they just don't like America, or a lot of what America's traditional values are. So America projecting power around the world using the military, they don't really like what we stand for anyway. So it's sort of but I think the real reason is I think just the reality that you need a military and you need a police force and you need things like that kind of strikes their whole worldview down because they're so utopian and so naive in a lot of ways. It's like the very fact that you even need a military kind of just throws their whole idea of, you know, we can all just get along if we just had equal pay and all this, you know, the utopianism of the left runs against the reality, the hard reality that there are bad people in the world and there's good and evil. And it's just, I think that's really a core issue.
That's a great observation.
Right, but hold on, Tom. Can't we just reason with those people, Tom?
exactly right.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Well, Tom and Stephen both, one of the most interesting conversations I ever had along that line was I was out doing some shopping one holiday season, and there were these people that were anti-war. They were holding up a banner and found out they'd been holding up that banner on that corner every weekend at the same time for like the last 30 years. And it's like it's war is not the answer or something like that. Something very generic, but something obviously making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I step up and I said, do you really believe that that's always the case? And they said, yeah. I said, so freeing slaves isn't good. And they're like, well, that's not what really what the Civil War. I said, I didn't ask about the Civil War. I said, freeing slaves, it's a principle thing. And they're like, well, you have to know the specifics. I said, okay, what about if we could have prevented the Holocaust? Would that have been a good thing? Oh, you're just a warmongering modernist that I'm scratching my head going, no, these are real issues that really mattered. We're coming right back. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
You've heard the 19 debates, but have you wanted to weigh in on the GOP presidential nomination process?
Now think about what that means.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
tonight, Baldwin McCullough Live. This is Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number, 888-340-3373.
Pigsty Central is where we're coming to you from.
888-347-3373.
Yeah, home and of the nastiest studio in radio.
I want to go to the radio, the phone. I want to go to the phone.
What do we got? Line 3, Chuck in Carson City, listening to our wonderful station, KKFT 99.5, I think it is. But, Chuck, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
Listen, you know, I'm not exactly sure why the left and the liberals don't like the military. My guess is that they're un-American. And they're not very patriotic.
Well, Chuck, let me ask you this before you go to that level. Am I seeing things, or do you actually feel that way? Do you actually sense that the left feels differently about the military? Because I'm not even asserting that as an assumption. I'm just asking, am I crazy, or is what I'm seeing what I actually think it is?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I believe that. I served in the military. I was in the Marines for 5 years.
Semper Fi. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And, you know, I used to work in Hollywood with some of these liberal people. And I've made some observations. Now, all these guys and all these actors that hate the military and they're always putting the military down, have you ever wondered why they want to play, majors and colonels in some of these movies?
No, but tell me why.
No, I'm saying it makes themselves feel better. No, they don't like the military. They don't like this country. But if they play a general or a colonel or somebody important, even the president. No, Danny Glover plays the president. My God, this man is so far liberal as to the left. I can't believe it.
I remember,
makes himself feel better.
I remember another Baldwin brother played, what was that, Colonel, who was it in Pearl Harbor? What was his character in Pearl Harbor?
Absolutely.
What role did Alec play in Pearl Harbor? He was a general.
Yeah, listen.
He was General.
I'm sorry about that.
Whirly Bird or something. He had some interesting different name.
No, he played a historical character. It was the guy that
Jackie,
that flew bombers off of
Doolittle.
He got it.
Doolittle's Raiders. That's what it was. You're right.
That's right.
They flew big.
Good job.
They flew big bombers off of aircraft carriers that were not designed to launch them because they weren't long enough.
Chuck, do yourself a favor, sir. Get out and see Act of Valor this weekend if you can. It is awesome.
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm planning on it.
It's fantastic.
Good for you, sir. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your comments. Okay, that's kind of the question. It's twofold. One, I'm not saying that it is the case. I'm asking. It appears to me that the left is either less enthusiastic or, in some instances, outright hostile towards the military. But it seems like the right is almost always supportive of the military. And I mean even the libertarian right. Even though Ron Paul is, you know, crazy as the day is long on foreign policy, his supporters love the military and they support the military.
A lot of them are the military, actually.
A lot of them are the military.
Right.
So, right of center seems to be 100% supportive, or at least 99.999%. But on the left, it's like, it's a range, but it's on one end of that range, it's less than enthusiastic, and on the other end of that pendulum, it's just downright mistrust, suspicion, hostility, accusation,
right.
All of that.
And once you go
Why
down,
is that?
And once you go down this road, this you know, I don't want to change the question of the subject, but this is just, again, philosophically, this thing that I don't get, which is, if you're so against traditionally and foundationally what and who America is all about, why are you here? No, it's just, it's like, because then in the psychology of that, it makes me go like, you're like doubly worse than the thing you're pointing the finger at. You're sitting here, you want to be like a whatever kind of leechy, piggy thing, you know. You're one of those little fishies that latches itself onto the side of a big whale swimming by so you can eat like the crumbs that comes out of his mouth even though you hate the whale. That didn't make sense. But anyway, my point is, and I told you, I had this conversation with somebody recently. I turned
and Jackie says, you would actually know that since you yourself have been
a parasitic host. Yes. Thank you, Jackie. Yes.
I was
larvae living in his arm.
Parasitical larvae embedded in my flesh during I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So right. I paid my service to this country. Anyway,
this disrespectful on so many levels, I don't even know where to begin.
But this really bothers me, because I want to say to these people, and I'm not just trying to be dramatic right now for the sake of the show. I want to look at people and go, wait a second. If you disagree with so much, with the 99 and the 1% and the military and Bush started the war and all this kind of nonsense, why don't you leave? Go somewhere. There's lots of places that you could live more cost effectively with people who relate to you. You could sit around with one of those, well, whatever those pipes are you put in your mouth that's connected by a hose and you're going to make
the hookah.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, I just read yesterday there's an entire village for sale in France for $400,000.
So why don't you all get together
and move there?
Pitch in, you know, $100 and go live there.
And it neighbors the Limoges China factory. So you can get really good eating
there. We're joking, but this really bothers me.
Okay, 888-340-3373. Basically, Stephen is saying, if you don't love America, move to France.
I'm saying if you don't love America and how it can bless you, why are you an ironic, silly person that continues to stay here and live off it and be blessed off it? You're worse than the very thing you're pointing a finger at.
888-340-3373. Now, if you disagree, you get to go to the front of the line. So let Jackie know as soon as you call through that you disagree. It's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. All right, let's go to John, line one, in Louisville, Kentucky. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Gotta turn your radio down, John, because we can't hear you. We hear it echoing in the background, if you don't mind.
How's that?
That's much terrific. Better. Thank you, sir.
Looky here. I'm a first-time listener.
Okay.
Of y'all show, and I thank God for y'all show.
Hmm.
And I agree with Mr. Steve. Is that his name?
That's Stephen Baldwin. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Stephen Baldwin.
I like it when people call in. I like when people like you call in, sir, and notice me first before Kevin and how much smarter I am than Kevin. Go right ahead.
I agree with you 10,000,000%. If you don't like America, get out. I can't stand people who put down our military. If it wasn't for our military, we wouldn't be walking around free like we walking around free. For all of those that don't like the military, the left, all them left-wing people, send them over there to Iran. Send them over there where they fighting and bombing and let them see how it feels. Our men and women put their life on the line every day that we may be free. And for them to say and put down the military, they need to get out of America. America is a beautiful place.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Okay, here's what we want to know. All phone lines open right now. Is there a political divide when it comes to the military? Does the left approach the military more hostily than the right? Want to know your thoughts on it right now. 888-340-3373.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, glad you're with us. Our crew was yelling at us.
Only 3 seconds to get into this, to get on the line.
Then I start talking, my mic's turned off. Mr. Ivan.
And then you... a baby seal cub who had just been hit in the head with something.
Well, and the funny
you
thing about it is...
You were floundering and flapping your arms around... And everyone within the walls of this room were going, is he all right?
Well, the funny thing about all this is that the fact that we're even on the air is a major miracle due in part mostly to Ivan Quiñones, our technical director, because he literally had to go out and buy 200,000 feet of baling wire, duct tape, some aluminum foil, and an extra satellite dish, of which the intern, I think, is on top of this building, leaning over one side, trying to make sure he doesn't lose his balance.
Perfect!
Just so that we can get on the air tonight.
Baldwin McCullough!
Anyway, we're talking about the military, the biggest movie of the last couple of days, and we don't know what the exact numbers are yet, but we have pretty good insider information.
We have secret Navy SEAL intel for this weekend's box office for the movie Act of Valor.
That says it may do pretty well. In fact, it may debut at number one.
I think it's going to be number one. As it should be.
And the question...
Soldier! Sorry.
And the question that I've asked is, is there a political divide that is centered on our military? Like, if they have 25 to 30 million in proceeds this week, I don't think that that was only conservative or right-of-center people that went to see the movie. But why is it that the leftists that I've talked to and engaged with, some of them I consider to be friends, One of them I called notable in my review of the film, and he wrote me a note and said, thanks for making me notable. I thought that was... The left-right thing, I'm not all that down with, because I think people are far more complex than that. But why is it a seemingly consistency in my experience where if someone is to the left politically, even a little bit, then their range of support for the military generally tends to be less enthusiastic at best and downright hostile towards them at worst. Whereas on the right, it seems like almost everybody's like, yeah, love the troops, give them big hugs, salute them in the parades, do everything that you can do to support them. Why is that? Help educate me on what I'm missing here. Line one, Mike in Jacksonville, Florida. Mike, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're here.
I called to totally disagree with you when you made that comment about Ron Paul being nuts. I've studied government, history, and politics going back to 1960. You need to look up specifics, not just generalities about liberal, conservative, and so forth. If you read Eisenhower's farewell address, he said, beware the military-industrial complex. I support the troops 100%, but I think the leadership, in my opinion, is a bunch of traitors.
But, Mike, you...
Eisenhower, hold on.
Whoa.
I've been listening. I want to tell you my point.
Mike, it's a conversation.
You don't want to let me talk, do you? Because you're nothing but propaganda, right?
Mike, hold on. This is a dialogue.
Can I make my point?
Yes, I'll give you time to make your point.
Yeah, because you'll only give me a few seconds, so I'll get right down to it so everybody can figure it out for themselves.
I'm going to give you plenty of time.
Okay?
Mike.
World War II.
Mike, pull him out of the mix for a second. Mike, you can talk all you want to. I'm not going to cut you off yet, but you can't filibuster the show. That's not going to be allowed to happen. It's not called Baldwin, McCullough, and Mike. It's Baldwin, McCullough, and we welcome your conversation. And if you want to have a conversation, we will welcome it. Now, are you still there? Did he leave? He left. All right.
Dude.
Mike was actually illustrating my point.
I was just going to say that.
He's a Ron Paul supporter. And I said earlier that Ron Paul supporters, who generally think of themselves as libertarian conservative, but they're right of center in terms of how they view. Are you dying?
Yeah, that guy just killed me.
Generally speaking, they are to the right of center in terms of how they view the economy, etc. And I said that they show great, tremendous support for the military, and then he wants to, like, tear my head off because I said that Ron Paul supports the military or something like that.
That guy's doing something terrible to a small dog right now because he's angry with Kevin McCullough. That's all I can say. But wait a second. That was, in the 3 years of this radio program... That was the, like, in my opinion, the gnarliest call ever. Because the guy calls in to go, hey, I don't agree that you say Ron Paul's crazy.
They just heard what
he said. He freaks out. But cool is that?
But he illustrated my point, which is that
you got to educate yourself.
People that are liberated by the libertarian means or conservative by the Republican means, they're all right of center, mostly on economics and so forth. They tend to support the military. That's my point.
And by the way, Ron Paul's crazy.
I think it's. I didn't say he was crazy.
Governor Mike Huckabee said, "I can't tell you how wrong I wished Kevin McCullough had been." When in 2000.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Ron Paul's Crazy. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Saturday night, Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
I never said that for what it's worth.
No, you. It's like that moment in Goodfellas.
Nope.
When Joe Pesci gets insulted at the bar. And then the big mean mafioso guy.
Now Steven's siding with the caller.
Then the mean mafioso guy looks at Robert De Niro and goes, "Hey, he paid me like he disrespected me, and I didn't disrespect him." And then Robert De Niro turns to him and goes, "You insulted him a little bit. You insulted him a little bit."
No,
it's just like that moment, Ken.
Now I may clarify.
No,
I said Ron Paul's policies.
No.
On foreign policy.
I tried to cut him off. See, how come I can't cut him off, but he can cut me off all the time? I get scared.
I didn't cut you off.
You cut me off all the time. Go ahead.
Well, if you'd show up on time, I might consider changing.
It's got nothing to do with it.
No, I didn't say that he's crazy. I said his foreign policy, to me...
Right, that's true.
Is a little nuts.
But it's really saying the same thing.
No, because I totally agree with him on all of his economic policy. His stuff about the Fed, the money supply, all that stuff, I'm down with Ron Paul on. I think his drug stuff is a little weird, and I think his foreign policy stuff's a little turtle in the shell.
Listen.
I want to see what's going on.
I would agree with you.
Inside.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'd like to say to that caller that you're right. We shouldn't have said Ron Paul is crazy, but I just for what it's worth, he's kind of weird, dude. Okay, well, Mr. Caller, Ron Paul's a little weird, buddy.
Just anyway, so you know.
Ron Paul's not the topic tonight.
Right.
So let's remind people what we are talking
about.
888-340-3373. The question we started out asking an hour and 46 minutes ago was this. It seems like the Act of Valor movie premiere this weekend has exposed a dividing line in the American conversation between the left and the right based on whether or not you support the military. Now, I'm not saying that is the case. I'm asking the question, am I crazy? Because that's what it appears to me to be. I'm asking the question, is that your experience? People that you talk to, if you're a leftist and you talk to righties and yeah, pro-troops, and you're like, well, I'm not so sure about them. I want to know, honestly, do you see this happening? And if so, what do you attribute it to? Now, Ida from Pinellas Park called, but she just hung up. 888-340-3373. She said, I'm tired of people who don't want to support our soldiers. I think there's a lot of people that echo those thoughts, Ida. So you're not alone. Dave and Chrissy from Littleton, New Hampshire sent us an email, which you can do when you go to thebingethinker.com, click the connect page. You can send us an email. But just a few minutes ago, they said, guys, regarding why there is such a divide on the military, it's a couple of things. One, the majority of the left have never served in active duty, so they have no clue of the sacrifice our military makes on a daily basis. That generally tends to be true in my experience. Think of how many generals end up going into public life that end up being Republicans. I've only known of one that went up being a Democrat, Wesley Clark, the winning general of Kosovo. That huge conflict we settled there. I mean, compared to the war on terror in World War II and these other things. But they said, then Chrissy said something else. She says, most of them haven't served. And then she said, they have no clue the need for intervention in other countries since they never have dealt with it. And she said, number two, they're fickle. Look in the White House. She said, I rest my case. The right, many have served at some point and understand the need. And they know that you support the troops no matter what. It's frustrating when you hear the left being so ignorant about these things. The troops need to know that they are supported regardless of what party you are with. Just our thoughts from New Hampshire, Chrissy. So, Chrissy, thank you for those thoughts. All right, let's talk to line one. Mike calling from Maryland. Mike, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Hey, wow, that was quick. Yeah, I kind of disagree with your premise about the military. Yes, I think that the left tends to denigrate our military and don't show them enough appreciation. But by the same token, I don't think that we should necessarily support all the military actions that our government takes against these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, are we just going to be fighting endless wars? I am a Ron Paul supporter, by the way, as well.
Now, hold on, Mike. I just got a quick question. Mike, you know, this is Stephen Baldwin, and I like to have fun sometimes.
Sure.
I'll call into a radio program, and sometimes they know who I am by my name or the sound of my voice, so I'll pretend to be someone else. So, Mike, I got a very important question for you.
Sure, that's fine.
Are you really Ron Paul? Because I think you're Ron Paul. Is this Ron Paul?
Yeah, okay.
Mike, this is Kevin. I got a question for you, too, and it's not quite along the same lines. You started out with a very interesting thing because you said we shouldn't support all the military action. That's a decision made by the civilian leadership. So I agree with you. But it is still my observation that people like you who are even libertarians say, I'm always for the troops. Whether or not I agree with everything they're sent to or not, that's a different subject. We're not talking about that tonight. But I always support the troops. My issue with people on the left is that they either seem less enthusiastic at best, or at worst, they're openly hostile to the troops. And I'm asking why you think that is the case, if you do think it is the case.
Well, yeah, I think, yes, it does definitely seem to be that way, that people on the left end of the spectrum do have a disdain for the military, and I think I there could be several reasons for that.
Give me your best one.
Maybe they possibly have a certain resentment against this country. Maybe the, because frankly, our military, above all else, should defend the Constitution.
Okay.
And should defend our borders. And
fair. Mike, fair enough. Fair enough. You gave me two, and I only asked for one. You did a good job. Thanks for the call. And no, I didn't think you were Ron Paul. He did.
He sounded frighteningly like Ron Paul.
I had a call back. We're going to get to her when we get back from this break. This is Baldwin McCullough Live, online at TheBingeThinker.com. And you can leave a voicemail for us 24 hours a day at 888-340-3373.
40. Senior Clarity, Reverse Mortgage Education Specialists.
Consider the coffee bean. Ever since the dawn of mankind, never has there been a more powerful...
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us live from New York tonight. And every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, online at TheBingeThinker.com, you can get the latest podcast of this show. We'll make that available for free right there on the homepage. You can also subscribe at iTunes and get them sent to you automatically. We hope that you will consider doing that. And tell all your friends to be back next week, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. We also would like to issue a formal apology to anyone who's ever thought that Ron Paul did anything well, because my partner slandered him completely, said he was nuts. So our official apologies, because, you know, if he ends up getting the nomination, Stephen.
Oh, boy. You know, it's getting to a point where I almost just everybody's so bummed out.
Your choice between him or Obama, I think you would vote for Ron Paul.
Everybody's so bummed out. I really hope Ron Paul becomes the next president because it would just be 4 years of hilariousness.
Well, in many ways, the economy would get fixed, and I would be happy about that. It's, downside is we might lose 3 or 4 American cities in the process.
And I want to know who'd play him on SNL. That's.
Oh, I think you could find some people. I bet you could pull people out of retirement for that. I bet Carvey would come back in a heartbeat.
Perfect. But I want everybody to know, please, if you want to see, because one of the callers mentioned tonight, Active Valor is not just some commercial of propaganda for our military. It's
not at all.
Brilliantly entertaining, action-packed, fun movie that is awesome.
Last call of the night, line 2, Ida in Pinellas Park, Florida. Ida, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
This is Ida.
Yes, hi.
I'm just a young 76 years old. My father was born in 1894. He came to America. He fought for the United States from Germany, against Germany, the evil Hitler regime that was helping the Islamic people slay the Jews. I was proud that he fought for America, for our right to worship as we please.
Mm.
And I believe that the left has always been against us and against the soldiers. And against the right for us to worship, which is why we came here.
That's true, Ida. Thank you for your good comments. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Ida.
And one last plug, blatant, obvious plug. Tonight at midnight on townhall.com, my newest syndicated piece will come out. It actually asks the question, what does the left hate about valor? The virtue, not the movie. And I want you to read it. I want you to argue with the commenters. I want you to forward it to your friends because I do think that we need to think differently about the honor we show those who serve because, friends, they put their lives in harm's way every day, and you and I are seldom aware of it. Final thought, Stephen Baldwin.
I just want to say that it's such an honor and a privilege to be at this microphone every Saturday night with you, Kevo. It's Baldwin McCullough. And we're grateful to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for your wonderful love and support. Go see Active Valor this weekend. It's terrific. And God bless.
Make it number one. See you next Saturday.